Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure to be part of your day, and I know it's like a dream come true for you, isn't it? I hear you out there. Yeah, that's what you're saying. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. And if you've been listening already, thanks for that. And we got a great show lined up for you the rest of the half hour. We've got Gail Goodman, our good friend Gail Goodman, longtime member of our Brain Trust, the CEO of Constant Contact, an organization that I actually do business with, and I recommend them to you. And she doesn't pay me anything to say that. And Gail, why is that? We need to work that out for some reason.
Exactly. We'll talk about that after.
What's wrong with that picture, Gail? It's good to have you back.
Nice to be here.
Now, you're from Massachusetts, and you know, on this day in history, It was a big day in the history of not only the United States, but also Massachusetts. You know what happened, right? 1620. The Mayflower reached Provincetown. That's when the Mayflower landed on Provincetown on December the 21st, 1620. And do you know what happened out there, Gail? They landed.
They met the Indians.
Yeah, they landed and they wandered out through Provincetown, which we didn't know. They didn't know what's called Provincetown. It wasn't called Provincetown then, but they landed and they went in there and they found all this food, and they thought, wow, what a great part of the world to land in. They've got food waiting on us. Turns out it was a graveyard. It was a sacred graveyard that the Indians had brought food for the departed, their dearly departed. And so they barely got back on the boat with their life because the Indians ran them off. And they went on down to Plymouth. And that's where they landed and made their home there in Plymouth. You don't get this information everywhere, Gail.
You don't. And funny, it wasn't in my preparation for this interview.
And you're pretty excited about me bringing it up to you, aren't you? I can tell. I've literally taken your breath away, haven't I? Gail, you guys conducted a survey, didn't you?
We did.
U.S. Business Outlook.
Yep, we surveyed over 1,200 small businesses to ask them how they were feeling about the holiday season, and with a special focus on how they thought high energy costs might affect their overall business.
Yeah, that's
the great
big...
The great news is that small businesses, in particular retailers, are anticipating a very strong holiday season. 73% of retailers are expecting a strong holiday season.
In the face of all these increased prices, right?
Say again?
In the face of all these increased fuel prices.
In the face of this increased energy cost, they still believe that consumers will come out and spend healthily this holiday season.
60% versus 40% said they thought this was going to be a great season, didn't they?
Yep, and it's even stronger in retail. It's 73-27 in retail in specific.
You did this last year too, didn't you?
Yes, we did. We didn't ask about rising energy costs last year.
But we did
ask people how they were feeling about the season.
Do you remember what they said? I probably got that information here somewhere, but I don't. Do you remember what they said last year?
I don't remember it off the top of my head. No.
But the. The 60%, that's pretty strong. And as you say, the retail industry is even more excited, aren't they?
Is even more excited, exactly.
Now, do you think that they're really excited or do you think that they're hopeful?
Well, that's always the hard thing to tease apart, isn't it? The difference between optimism and reality.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody's hopeful. And I think we're blessed with a particularly long period between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year. So we have extra shopping weekends, which is very good news. And the weather has at least started out mild this season. So at least for those of us in the Northeast, where weather can be an important determinant of people actually going out to the stores. Everything is looking like it's lined up for a great season.
Well, so far, we've only had rumors. Now, we haven't had rumors of high gas prices. Those have been high, but they've come down. So we've kind of got we may not like the price, but we like the trend kind of thing going on. The rumors of higher heating oil and natural gas are so far just rumors, I think. Nobody's had to really shell out a lot of extra money for gas, for heating oil and natural gas, Gail, as you said, because it's sort of been a fairly mild fall so far, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, consumers have not hit the big heating bills yet.
Yeah, if this were like we had a couple of seasons ago, where the Northeast especially got hit really hard with an early winter, things might be a little different. 2020, we're going to be right back with our good friend Gail Goodman. She's with Constant Contact, and we're going to talk about this survey some more right after these messages. It's 2020. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Gail Goodman. And Gail, give us your website and tell us a little bit about Constant Contact.
Our website is www.constantcontact.com. And what we do is help small businesses, nonprofits, and associations connect with their customers using professional email-based communications.
And they do it well, too, by the way, folks. I'm one of their happy customers. And Gail, I appreciate every week I'm thankful for your organization because you really simplified my life.
And glad to hear that.
No,
it doesn't need to be. Talking to your customers does not need to be complicated.
It really did simplify our life, and I appreciate that very much. And the price is right, too, folks, I might say. ConstantContact.com, right, Gail?
Exactly.
All right, now let's talk about this. We're back into the survey that you conducted for small businesses and what they think about the holidays, especially with regard to the rising energy prices, or at least perceived or rumored rising energy prices. Gail, what is gasoline a gallon right now in Boston? How much is it?
Unleaded gasoline in Boston is running about $2.10 a gallon.
Wow. And so,
significantly.
Well, 3 months ago it was probably $3.10.
Exactly.
So it's down.
Yeah, we definitely cracked $3 a gallon here.
It's a little bit sick, though, to think about being happy about paying $2.10 a gallon, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
There's something perverted about that, isn't there? Isn't it, Gail?
I won't tell you how much gas was when I started driving.
Yeah, well, I bet I could beat that, by the way, because you're probably going to say 50 or 60 cents, weren't you?
I was going to say around 50 cents a gallon.
Yeah, well, I got that beat, by the way. But anyway, we won't go there anymore, Gail. The word, though, that your folks told you about whether they were concerned, your small business respondents, whether they were concerned about high energy prices, what did they tell you?
Well, it turned out that about 35% of small businesses are very concerned about the effect of rising energy on their business, in particular during the holiday season. But that means that 65% were only moderately or slightly concerned.
Or not concerned at all.
Or not concerned at all.
And, you know, I bet, Gail, in any given year, if you went out into the public and asked them that question, you'd get that kind of ratio any other time.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. I think some of that is that, you know, 60-plus percent of small businesses are local businesses. And so, you know, their consumers are moving around in their area regardless. And rising energy costs are not as substantial a factor there.
See, as long as there are people like you and me, Gail, who remember 50 cents and maybe even lower gas, we're never going to be happy even if gas goes down to a dollar. We're going to long for the days when they were 50 cents, right?
Oh, it's all relative. We learn. We learn. We're capable of learning and growing and being happy at a buck a gallon.
Break down the respondents by industry to this.
Yep. So there were three major industries that we focused on, retail, hospitality, which is restaurant, travel, and lodging, and consumer business services, things like beauty salons, spas, fitness centers.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out that of those three categories, hospitality was substantially more concerned about the effect of rising energy costs.
And that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
It does make a lot of sense.
It's all connected to travel.
54% of those folks were very concerned that rising energy costs would affect their holiday season.
You know, Gail, I remember speaking to people 2 months ago who were talking about football games, going to a football game. And I'm talking about people who can afford to pay whatever it costs to drive to a football game and never blink. And I actually heard people at that socioeconomic level saying, yeah, I'm not sure we're going to go this year. Gas is so high. Even people who could afford it without any problem, it bugged them to pay that kind of money for gas.
Yep, I understand that.
Yeah, and so anyway, I'm just saying that it's not just about whether you can afford it or not. It just sort of ticks people off to have to pay that much.
You know, absolutely. And one of the questions we asked the small businesses was, did they think that high energy costs would lead consumers to make more purchases online during the holiday season? And 65% clearly felt that online purchases were going to be higher this year.
Yeah, and they're at least two or three reasons for that. One is the reason you stated, gasoline prices. Number two, Gail, is you know how many more people have big pipes into their houses now and offices. The broadband connection, what's it like? It's approaching 50%, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And when you and I first started speaking, Gail, about 3 years ago, it was only about 12 to 15%.
I think that's right. And I think, you know, people have more confidence that particularly retailers, they know that it's safe to buy online.
Yep, because they've done it, they've tried it, and it's working, and they're doing it. And then they now realize it's not much different from giving a business your credit card. There's exposure everywhere. But
yes, I trust an online brand I know better than a teenage waitress.
Well, that's a good point. But what's this going to mean if you're a retailer, a traditional retailer, and you heard this news that 65% say there's going to be more online purchasing? What is that going to mean for you?
Well, I think it means that if you have not begun thinking about how to participate with online as one of your channels, it's time to really make a 2006 resolution and get yourself online.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have existing customers who would purchase from you online. And if you get online, then they have choices for how they work with you.
And when we come back, I bet Gail's got a couple of ideas how that could work out. And I'm going to get her to tell us some of those. Because, folks, you've heard me say this before. When it comes to traditional versus online, it's not either or, it's both and. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back with Gail Goodman. She's with Constant Contact. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm sorry, not 17 till. It's 10 less than that, folks. It's 53 after the hour. That means it's 7 till. I'll tell time. I'll learn to tell time one of these days. I'll go back and take remedial clock reading, I guess. Gail Goodman is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She can tell time, I promise you. And she's the CEO of Constant Contact. And Gail, that last, we're talking about the survey that her company conducted recently on how small businesses thought it, what they thought about the economy, the holiday season opportunities, especially in the face of apparently rising fuel costs, heating oil and natural gas, if not gasoline, although over $2 is still pretty pricey as far as I'm concerned. But Gail, the last question that you asked them, do you think high energy costs will lead more consumers to purchase online during the year's holiday season? 65% said yes, they thought that was the case. But one thing I'd like to point out, Gail, is that sometimes people, a lot of small businesses, don't want to go to the expense, or it's not sophisticated enough, and that's not a derogatory statement, folks. They're just not there yet to do e-commerce, which is where people can give you their money online. But you and I both know that part of e-business is e-shopping. How many times, Gail, do you as a lady shop online, but you want to touch, you want to hold, you want to see what you're going to buy? So you go to their website just to see if they have what you might like. And then you go there and you touch it and you purchase it in the store. And that doesn't cost that much, does it?
No, that doesn't cost that much.
To put a catalog up.
Small businesses can start even a step before that just by communicating with me, one of their existing customers, and letting me know what they have in the store through email. Mm-hmm. And they don't even need a sophisticated website to do that.
How about this, Gail? How about a campaign where you actually communicate by email with your customers and say, you know, I know that you're trying to watch your fuel budget, and so to help you out with that, why don't we communicate? Why don't you and I take care of, why don't we take care of each other, so to speak? I'll take care of you, and you can find out what you need from me, and we'll do that by email until you're ready to make your purchase, and then you can come down, or we'll deliver it for you. I don't know. Whatever the campaign might look like. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea. Email is so cost effective and so fuel efficient as a way to communicate with customers. And consumers have indicated they would rather hear from small businesses through email than through any other medium.
Mm-hmm. You know, I hate to say this, Gail, but there are some companies that I do business with that I actually let them send me an email, and whenever there's something that they've determined that I may have bought in the past, they send me an email and they say, you know what, we not only have this in, but this week it's on sale. I'm reluctant to say that because that sounds
in
like
fact,
that
I
makes me sound
ones,
like kind of like
even
a shopper.
I forward them on to my friends. A friend of mine just sent me a coupon online the other day, and it's a coupon for walking into the physical store. And so not only did this company send out a coupon, they encouraged everybody to pass it on.
Right.
So
right.
They're driving foot traffic into their store through an email out to their customer page.
Now, Constant Contact does what we're talking about, folks. Just it's not a coincidence that Gail would want to talk about this because that's what her company does. And Gail, if somebody's out there saying, you know, where do I start? You guys actually have a place for them to start, don't you?
We do. We have a free trial, so small businesses can get online and see what email marketing might mean for their business. But perhaps more important, we have an on-demand tutorial called Email Marketing 101, where they can learn what the important steps are for getting started.
Is that free,
but the
too?
The most important step is starting to collect email addresses from your customer.
Is that tutorial
that
free, too, Gail?
That can be as simple as putting out a guest book.
Gail, is that tutorial free, too?
That tutorial is absolutely free.
Yeah, okay. I appreciate you making that available. We like free things around here. Folks, I encourage you to check it out. But that last thing you said, Gail, is so important. Folks, even before you know what you're going to do with their email, although you got to know that you got to keep it private, you got to keep it to yourself, not give it to anybody else. You got to maintain their privacy. But even before you know how you're going to deploy the collection of email, you got to collect your customers' emails, don't you?
You absolutely do. That is step one. Is getting started collecting email addresses. And you can just put out a simple guest book, you know, name, email address, join my online buyers club or join
right.
my, you know, customer loyalty club, and we'll send you, you know, specials and coupons via email. People will give you their email address.
They will, especially if
they
you promise.
You and trust you.
Especially if you promise to keep their privacy. ConstantContact.com, folks. Check it out. Take that tutorial. It's free. Gail and her folks will help you. Thanks, Gail, for being here. Good job and happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too.
See you later. Gail Goodman, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be, too, but it's going to be tomorrow. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.